Now turn to part 3. You will hear 5 different people talking about incidents at work involving children. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H which occupation each speaker has. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds in which to look through part 3.
Speaker 1.
It was an unusually slow Saturday morning, just after the New Year's sale, as I recall. I didn't have much to pay attention to at the time, and that's how I came to be looking at a youngster in a green and purple shell suit as he picked up a crystal decanter, looked at it, and then put it back on the shelf. But he didn't quite get it right, because the next thing I knew, there was an almighty crash. Well, of course, he immediately went running back off to his mum. So I was more than a little put out when his mum insisted that he'd been right there by her side all the time. So how could he have done it? A very proper lady she was too.
Speaker 2.
It was sometime mid-morning, after second break, when a little 4-year-old called Josh came up to me and said his tummy was hurting. Now, we get this all the time, so at first I didn't pay too much attention. But then a few minutes later, I noticed the same kid sitting on his own away from the others, crying and holding his tummy. He was also sweating and looking really pale. So, after quickly phoning his mum, I asked Sam to take care of my group, bundled Josh into the car and whisked him round to the children's clinic on Preston Road. And it's just as well I did, because it turned out to be appendicitis.
Speaker 3.
Well, I'd only got about 1/2 mile from the school when I noticed this commotion going on in the back. So I pulled over and stopped and then went down there to see what all the fuss was about. Anyway, there was this really little lad lying on the floor crying his eyes out, and all his books and pens and pencils were all over the floor, and there were 3 or 4 pieces of chewing gum pressed into his hair. Anyway, I knew straight away who'd done it because they were making for the door at the front, but I'd shut it when I'd stopped. Not that I could do very much. If I'd laid a finger on any of them, I'd have lost my licence.
Speaker 4.
Toys aren't at all like other products when it comes to market research. I mean, you can't go out in the street with a clipboard and a questionnaire to assess the response of 5-year-olds to a new inflatable dinosaur. You have to get 20 of them together in a room with the child psychologist present to get some idea of the market potential of anything new. I do remember one occasion when a certain 4-year-old managed to break everything we presented him with in a matter of seconds. Needless to say, he wasn't invited back again.
Speaker 5.
In legal terms, there really should have been no contest at all. The mother had remarried to a very respectable gentleman, and she was being very reasonable about things. After all, it was the husband who had divorced her, and she still let him keep the house in Watford. All she wanted was to have custody of the child, and according to her rights, she should have, if it weren't for the child herself. Jenny, she's called, just won't see sense. She's remarkably grown up for a 6-year-old, and we've talked it over at length, but she just insists on staying with her dad in that run-down maisonette. And until she comes round to our point of view, I won't be collecting my fee.
You will hear the piece again. Speaker 1.
It was an unusually slow Saturday morning, just after the New Year's sale, as I recall. I didn't have much to pay attention to at the time, and that's how I came to be looking at a youngster in a green and purple shell suit as he picked up a crystal decanter, looked at it, and then put it back on the shelf. But he didn't quite get it right because the next thing I knew, there was an almighty crash. Well, of course, he immediately went running back off to his mum. So I was more than a little put out when his mum insisted that he'd been right there by her side all the time. So how could he have done it? A very proper lady she was too.
Speaker 2.
It was sometime mid-morning, after second break, when a little four-year-old called Josh came up to me and said his tummy was hurting. Now, we get this all the time, so at first I didn't pay too much attention. But then a few minutes later, I noticed the same kid sitting on his own away from the others, crying and holding his tummy. He was also sweating and looking really pale. So, after quickly phoning his mum, I asked Sam to take care of my group, bundled Josh into the car and whisked him round to the children's clinic on Preston Road. And it's just as well I did, because it turned out to be appendicitis.
Speaker 3.
Well, I'd only got about half a mile from the school when I noticed this commotion going on in the back. So I pulled over and stopped and then went down there to see what all the fuss was about. Anyway, there was this really little lad lying on the floor crying his eyes out, and all his books and pens and pencils were all over the floor, and there were three or four pieces of chewing gum pressed into his hair. Anyway, I knew straight away who'd done it because they were making for the door at the front, but I'd shut it when I'd stopped. Not that I could do very much. If I'd laid a finger on any of them, I'd have lost my licence.
Speaker 4.
Toys aren't at all like other products when it comes to market research. I mean, you can't go out in the street with a clipboard and a questionnaire to assess the response of five-year-olds to a new inflatable dinosaur. You have to get 20 of them together in a room with the child psychologist present to get some idea of the market potential of anything new. I do remember one occasion when a certain four-year-old managed to break everything we presented him with in a matter of seconds. Needless to say, he wasn't invited back again.
Speaker 5.
In legal terms, there really should have been no contest at all. The mother had remarried to a very respectable gentleman, and she was being very reasonable about things. After all, it was the husband who had divorced her, and she still let him keep the house in Watford. All she wanted was to have custody of the child, and according to her rights, she should have, if it weren't for the child herself. Jenny, she's called, just won't see sense. She's remarkably grown up for a six-year-old, and we've talked it over at length, but she just insists on staying with her dad in that run-down maisonette. And until she comes round to our point of view, I won't be collecting my fee.
That is the end of part 3.